Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to visit my website to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. Sign up for my weekly devotional blog and monthly update and receive a free gift from me to you. Again, that's gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Mark 14:36.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Mark 14:36. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." The news of my only brother being admitted to the intensive care unit and being placed on a ventilator was difficult for me to process. I wanted to rush to the hospital, but I couldn't. I lived 12 hours' drive away, and besides, even if I did make the trip, he was not allowed to have visitors. Only one person at any given time was allowed to sit by the window looking into his room, and I knew that his wife and two daughters would want to rotate that position. My hands were tied, and my heart felt desperate. Prayer is always my first go-to when I face a desperate situation. But I've discovered something about myself and desperate prayers. Either I don't know what to say, or I start telling God what to do. This time, I chose the latter. "God, I need you to show up there and heal him. I need you to give the doctors wisdom. I need you to..." You get the picture. Jesus knows what desperation feels like. Within the context of today's verse, he had gone to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. He knew that one of his 12 disciples would soon betray him. Soldiers would arrest him, and he would face a trial and ultimately crucifixion on a cross. All of this was bad enough, but knowing that he, the sinless one, would have to bear the sins of the whole world made matters much worse. If anyone ever faced a desperate situation, this was it. And so Jesus prayed, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Jesus is our teacher, and as his disciples, we learn from his example. So let's learn what we can from the prayer he prayed when he felt desperate. First, Jesus addressed God as Abba. This name implies an intimate relationship between father and child. The father loves his child and wants only his best. The child loves and respects his father in return by showing obedience to his wishes. This name, Abba, is also used in Romans 8, 15 and 16, which says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." The name Abba is loaded with meaning. Jesus' usage of it tells us that he never lost sight of God's love for him when he faced the most difficult situation of his life. Neither did he doubt God's sovereignty or intent toward him. Let's follow his example. So when we feel desperate, let's direct our prayers to Abba, Father, and by doing so, cling to the truth that he loves us and his intent toward us is always good. Jesus then acknowledged that all things are possible with God. He spoke words of praise before voicing his need, and so should we. Verbalizing praise to God for who he is changes our focus. Our vision shifts from the desperate circumstances around us to the God who is bigger than those circumstances and who sits sovereign over them. That shift in our focus brings hope into a situation that otherwise feels hopeless. Then Jesus expressed his request, "Remove this cup from me." One theologian says that within the cultural context, the cup meant one's lot in life, whether good or bad. We too can ask God to remove the cup from us, to take away that cancer diagnosis or the pain of betrayal, to remove the sorrow that comes from watching a loved one slowly slip away, to take us away from a toxic work environment or to remove us from the challenges that come with financial stress. And finally, Jesus said, "Yet not what I will, but what you will." The Message version says it like this: "But please, not what I want. What do you want?" Even as Jesus faced desperate circumstances, he modeled an attitude of surrender to Abba's will. This wasn't a resignation with a rolling of the eyes. It was a true desire to embrace his father's will because he knew his father's heart. Friend, we might feel desperate when facing dire circumstances. We may be tempted to tell God our needs and then tell him how to address them. But let's learn from Jesus' example. When we're in a difficult situation and feeling desperate, let's remember Abba's care for us. Let's recall who he is, the wise one who sits sovereignly over our circumstances and who has a plan that we neither see nor understand at the time. Let's be honest with him and tell him what our desires are in this situation, but then let's surrender those desires to him. Let's put them in his almighty hands and invite him to do what he knows is best in the bigger picture. Let's pray. Abba, Father, thank you for loving us and walking with us through the difficult places of life. We praise you for being wise, for being bigger than any challenge we will ever face, and for being sovereign over those challenges. We would be so grateful if you would remove dire circumstances from our lives today, but ultimately we know your ways are best. May your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.